Okay, good day, Shabbos. We're going to learn now Ksuvas Daf Lamed Ches. Tomorrow's Daf. We're going to learn now Ksuvas Daf Lamed Ches. We're going to pick it up from Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We didn't quite finish the Amud Beis. We are a little more around a third of the way up the Amud. The last words we read was that Vahaftabech Kameicha, that we were discussing that perhaps we should mete out a punishment by comparing the person's punishment of Misa, capital punishment, to the capital punishment given to the Egla Rufa, and we thought maybe we should knock, hit him in the back of the neck with an axe. Also, the same way you do Egla Rufa, we said, no, Avadanat, you should be Barley Misa Yafa. Okay, so Mars continuing on these psukim. If you remember the whole last part of the Amud, really, of the Daf, starts really from the bottom of Amud Aleph, where the Gemara was really bothered by all these various psukim regarding Misa Maman, psukim that we learn out that you don't do Misa and Maman, you don't do Misa and Malkus, or Mammon and Malkus, and various other psukim. What it's teaching us, so we had a couple of psukim that we learned out, you can't buy your way out of a capital punishment. Ask the Gemara now on the next pasuk. Says the Gemara, Kol Cherem, Mashiachim, Minu Adam, Le'yipada, we are Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, we are about 13 lines up at the bottom of the page, second word on the line. Again, kol cherem, asher yachem min ha'adam, le'yipada, any cherem that you yachem from a person, le'yipada should be redeemed. Lamli, what's telling me? So we know this kind of cherem of hekdish, but also cherem that we know a person can also be put into cherem. And that really means, very interesting, the first time actually point out that the real true taitch of it is, it's an element of death. We're like paskining him for Misa, but not killing him. Paskining for Misa, that's why he doesn't get aliyahs, that's why he's excommunicated. It's kind of like a form of death. But the in this context, it literally means a person who's been condemned shouldn't be redeemed. Now, what is that teaching me? You need for the following brisa. Meaning, the Gemara, first thing it means, someone who was paskin lemisa can't buy his way out, but we have that already. Says the Gemara, you know what you need it for? The brisa. Menayin, the answer to the Harik, how do you know if the person's going out to be killed? The Amar Echad, and someone says about him, Erkei Lai, his Erech is upon me. The Halach is, you could pledge on about another person or about oneself. You could pledge two things, really. You could pledge his actual value. That's Dumov. Dumov is actual value. Erech is a fixed value. Erech is, the Torah gives a fixed value based on gender, based on age, what the value is. And if you pledge Erech of so-and-so, or Erech of yourself, you have to give that Erech to the base of Mikdash. Okay, so a guy says Erech on a dead man walking. A guy is literally on his way to the gallows. And he says, Erech so-and-so lai. Menayishlem, but Klum, hey, you know, it's not a pledge at all. The guy has zero value. It's not a pledge. It's not an Erech. Shinemar, Kol Cherem Mashirechem, Minu Adam, Le'yipode. We dash the Pasuk, any Cherem does, Yechem, Minu Adam, Le'yipode. When a person's been Yechram, he's been condemned, his Cherem is nothing, meaning the Erech that he pledged by such a person is like a garnished. Yachol, Afkad, Shig, Medina, Cain. What if you make the pledge before the guy got a Psak Din, before Yagmar Din? He already committed the crime, perhaps, which is what he's going to be Nechram, what he's going to get the punishment for, but he didn't actually get the Psak Din. Yet, maybe a pledge then is also not subject to Erechin. Says Amar Tamalemar, Mina Adav, like all of them. We're only excluding someone who already was Gepaskin and is ready on his way to be killed. But if he wasn't Gepaskin yet, then he would still have Erech and there will be a debt to pay. There's quite a Chiddush. Yes. What's interesting over here, just pointing out, is that the idea of Erechin is exactly the chiluk between when you say Erech so-and-so alai, or you say Demei so-and-so alai. When you say Demei, it's his marketable value. You say, what would be the value of this guy in the shuk? And that value, you're pledging to Hekdash. Erech is a fixed value in the Torah. It makes the difference if the guy is the strongest guy in the world, if he's the weakest guy in the world, smartest, the opposite. It doesn't make a difference. There's a fixed value. And the question therefore is, not a question really is, it just brings out the chiluk of the Gemara even more, that to say that a person who's a walking dead man, the walking dead, he's on his way to get his capital punishment. He has no Erech. I understand he has no Erech if it would be dumb of if you're doing his market value. But Erech is anyway not market value. It's a fixed value based on age and gender. So I could have easily heard that he still has a value. Kamash on this pasuk. And by the way, someone's going to hold that. There's going to be a time that argues. But Kamash Balan, at least his first opinion, that Kol Cherem comes to exclude that someone who's already Gepaskin and on his way to death, he has no value of Erech. If you say Erech so-and-so, you won't have to pay any money. Says the Gemara, next line, actually. Reb Chananya ben Akavya, according to Chananya ben Akavya, says, Damar Nerach, he's famous for other members, but Damar Nerach, he says that such a person does have Erech, Mimnei Shadam of Ksuvin, exactly the lumdus we just spoke out. Because his value is fixed in the Torah, therefore it doesn't make a difference, he's a dead man walking. We're not giving him a value based on his true value, we're giving him a fixed value anyway. So the pasuk is not teaching me to exclude this guy. So what is the pasuk teaching me? Hi, Kol Cherem, my avidle. What's he going to do? The pasuk Kol Cherem. Mebayale says the Gemara. We need a lechatani for the following baisa. We have a concept of someone that's chayv b'dei shemayim. He gives money and he gets a kapara. What's such a case? Let's say a person has his animal goes and kills a person. A person's animal, he's supposed to watch it. He didn't watch it properly. His animal went and gored and killed another person. That person really b'dei shemayim is chayv misa because he's accountable for the death of this other person. And what's the halacha? Im kayf yushis love, he could pay a monetary value to redeem himself. So we find by misa b'dei shemayim, there's an exit strategy, there's a way out via mumminus. So just like you find over there, vainly elamisis chamuris, says the Gemara, I skipped. Shenemar im kayf yushis love, yacha af b'dei adam kain, I would think that when someone's chayv misa b'dei adam, when Bezdin is going to carry out a misa, I would think also he could buy his way out. That's why he reads this pasuk. That a chayim from a person cannot be redeemed. Maybe only a misa chamura, right? Where the shaygig doesn't get a kapara. Such a chamur to kamisa that when done by shaygig, there's no kapara. So maybe only over there you can't buy your way out. Abba, Mises, Kalos, a more lenient Misa, we'll explain what these are in a second, from Rashi. Sheninna, Nishigas, La Kapara, where the Shaygig does have the possibility of Kapara, maybe over there, Menayin, maybe you could buy your way out, just like you get a Kapara on a Shaygig, maybe the Mesa could buy his way out. Tamalaymar, Kol Chayrim. So just to say, Chayrim, Kol Chayrim comes to include any scenario of an obligation of a Chiev, of Misa cannot be, he can't buy his way outside, whether it's a Misa Chamura, or even if it's a Misa Kala, he can't buy his way out via paying money. Now, what does it mean, Misa Chamura Kal? So the Gemara really kind of alludes to it by saying, the one that has a Kapur B'Shegig, that's called Kal. But if you look at the cases, it's very interesting. It's actually quite surprising. If you jump into Rashi, Rashi says, Ela Mimisa Chamura Shleinin Shigasna Kapura. What does that mean? Just jump a few lines to Rashi. Umayiniyu, about 4 lines in. Kegayin ha'isa chabura ba'aviv. Now, we first say that chabura ba'aviv, wounding one's father, is a terrible aveira. And he's chayiv misa for it. He's chayiv, right? He's chayiv skila for it. Ay gayin of nefesh misra, or, when I say satibris, gayin of nefesh misra, shein kapar ksuvish kasai, there's no kapar b'shege. The reason why these are called so chamer is not just because I'm terrible. There's many, if I was to ask you what's chamer, the first things that come to mind typically, avaydazara. Gilarias, Shvichas Damim. Ironically enough, Avaydazar and Gilarias, those are going to be called Kal for these purposes. Because what defines Chomer and Kal in this context is anything which B'Shegeg has a Kapara, that's called Kal. What's that criteria, just basic idea? What's called something that B'Shegeg has a Kapara? Anything which is Chayiv Karis B'Mezid. If one's Chayiv Karis B'Mezid, B'Shegeg giving a Chatas. So that means it has a Kapara B'Shegeg. Arias is Karis B'Mezid and Shegeg B'Chatas. Avaydazara, Karis B'mezin, Shegi B'chatas. Whereas Chaburas Aviv, even though it's terrible, and Tzchi Misa, it's not Karis B'mezin, and therefore won't have a Shegi B'chatas. So interesting enough, it's not necessarily what we normally consider what's Mocham, what's Mokal. In this context, the Gemara Shakvataya, that which has Kapara B'shegig, I would think that just like B'shegig, there's a way out with Kapara, with the carbon, so too, there's a way out, even Mezin, of buying oneself out, redeem oneself, Kamash money, you can't redeem oneself. Why would you even have to chav mina? Because you can redeem oneself from a Misa B'Shemayim, and therefore maybe you can redeem yourself from Misa Bezdin, Kamash money, you cannot. Ask the Gemara, but we know it already. But Chananya, I'm sorry, the Lema Mela, don't we already know before? We said the Sichu Kaifer, we darshaned Lesikhaifer Lesishkama Mine Vizifteray. We darshaned before, earlier on this daf, that you cannot take mammon instead of an obligation of punishment of Misa. So wouldn't that include all cases? And once that includes all cases of Chiv Misa, you can't buy your way out. Who needs this whole new pasuk? Again, back to the question of Kol Chayrim Lamali, who needs the pasuk of Kol Chayrim? Again, it's only a question on Rav Chananya ben Akavya. We already have an answer. If you go to Chananya ben Akavya, the chiddush is for Erechin, that if one says Erech, a dead man walking, a lie, this Erech is nothing. It doesn't count. That's one taich of the pasuk. But according to Rav Chananya ben Akavya, holds that you would have to pay the erechim because it's a fixed amount. You would have to pay it. So what is he with the pasuk on cherem? We're still stuck. Amram Rechama, last words of the page. It's your sagta chamina. I would have thought to say top of Lamechas Benalf. Hanimili, this is the case. Heichadar go derech aliyah. So then it's nice, we're going through nice travels. A lot of makas comes up, of course, over here in Kavir Dabene, for the end in the third paragraph, discuss those types of ideas. Also, of course, we're discussing cases of of Anusa, Mefuta, Bachaisa. Achaisa is also a topic in Makkos, but it's really general Shas topics, but particularly Gemara's and Makkos are very prevalent over here. And this is also, there's a whole sugya in the second parak of Makkos. In the second parak of Makkos, the focus is very much on Gullus. We touched on these words early in the parak, we didn't elaborate so much, but it's relevant, the idea of Gullus. If one accidentally kills someone, he's chayv for us famously, he's chayv to go to Gullus. But it makes a difference if he kills him, let's say he was swinging a sword, he was doing a motion up and down with a sword. It makes a difference if he was killed the person in a motion upward or downward, says the Gemara. I would say like this, Hanimili, maybe he can't redeem himself if he killed the victim with an upward motion. That's when he can't redeem himself with mammon. Because over there you don't have gullus. When you killed with upward motion, there's no gullus. Gullus is the kapar for shaygig. Just like you don't have gullus kapar for shaygig, you don't have your redemption either. Again, we're trying to align these two ideas. Says Gemara, Aval Harga Derech Yerida, but if you kill Derech Yerida with the Ninish Shagasta Kapara, where Chayach Kapara B'Shagi, what's the Kapara? Of course, Gullus, Amenishka Mamayna Minayman, if maybe you could take money and pat him in a case of Mazin as well, Kamash Milan, that you cannot. So we've tried to explain that the Chiddush according to Chaim and Akiva of this Pasuk of Chayim is to exclude a redemption in a case where one killed Derech Yerida, he killed Derech Yerida, where there is a kapar b'shegeg, namely Gullus. I would think b'mezi you can redeem with money, kamash money can't. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rava. But the bottom line is, we have the famous memory we're reading from a couple of pot ago. The Tana Bechizkia, this is a nice chazara, it's at least the third time we're having this. Maka Adam, Maka Behema. The pasuk compares hitting Adam, hitting another person, hitting a Behema. We know over there, we throw the book at you. Makabema doesn't make a difference how, when you damage someone else's property, in this case, the property is an animal, but when you damage someone else's property, it doesn't make a difference how it came about. Says Gemara, Lechlakta, being Meshagig, the Mazid, Miskamashin, Miskam, doesn't make a difference if it was a Shagig, if it was a Mazid, if it was with Kivun, or if it was unintentional. Ben Derchirida, Ben Derchalia, that's we had the first time. Lush of Derchirida, Derchalia, upward motion, downward motion. We never make a chilik, Lepaycha Mamma, we never make a chilik to say that in one of these cases you'd be Pater. Rather, in all the cases, El Chayva Mamma. In all the cases there, it's going to be consistent, Yechayev. So, Af Maka Adam. So, when it comes to killing a person, when Allah is on a person's Chayev Misa, we say he's not going to be Chayev Misa and be Chayev Mammon as well. So, Af Maka Adam, Letachle Be Mimshagig, Lemeze Be Miskav, Lashem Miskav, Be Derchavid, Be Derchavia, Lechayev Mammon, Ela Paicha Mammon. In all cases of Chayev Misa, we've already learned that whenever there's Chayev Misa, there's not going to be a Chayev Mammon. When there's a Chayev Misa, there's not going to be a Chayev Mammon, and therefore says, Rava, don't we already know that a person who's chayiv misa cannot redeem himself? There's no chayiv mammon. There's no chayiv mammon to redeem himself with. There's no chayiv mammon. This really gets back to the crux of a big yisai we discussed in the past. What's the pshat when you have two punishments where you don't give the second punishment? Is the pshat that the punishment doesn't exist? Or it could exist, but you can't mete out two punishments. You only give one and not the other. Sounds like over here, the Gemara's Iska Zakasha, Rav's Kasha is coming to say that the punishment of mammon doesn't exist. When you say, you know, redeem yourself? Why would I think you can redeem yourself? There is no monetary punishment to be had to redeem yourself because there's Misa here. And therefore, it doesn't even exist. Okay, says the Gemara. So you're back to Kasha now. If you're keeping score, you're back to Kasha. According to Rav Chananya ben Akavya, we've had so many options to try to answer, but according to Chananya ben Akavya, what do we do with the pasuk of Kol Cherem? Again, just to quickly review. We have the pasuk of Kol Cherem telling me that when there's a case of Cherem there, the pasuk says, don't take the money. By Kol Cherem, don't take from the person the money. What does that mean? So explanation number one was simple, was a person who's pledges the erich of a dead man walking, of a guy that's kapaskin tamisa. He pledges the erich of that guy, doesn't have to pay. Simple taich. But then Chananya ben Akavya holds, you do have to pay. So how is he going to learn? What's taich the pasuk? So the Gemara first suggested, you know what he needs it for? He needs it for the idea that just like you could buy your way out of Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's taka true l'maisa, so maybe you can buy your way out of Misa B'dei Adam, and then for Kamash Mo Kol Cherem, that you don't take money. And that the Gemara says, we know that already. We know it from a different pasuk, M'leisichu Kaifer. Gemara says, yeah, but maybe that was Derech Aliyah, but maybe Derech Yerida, where you'd go to Gullus B'Shagig, maybe you could buy your way out. Gemara says, that also you know. Tarad Bechizkiya tells me that Shagig is like Mazid. Shagig is like Mazid, and when there's a Shagig, just like when there's a Mazid, there's no Mammon. So it's when there's a Shagig, there's no Mammon. And therefore, it's Vaitan on an option. Says, what does he do with the Pasuk? Amar, Ella, Amra, Mechama, Itzrich, these Pasukim are needed. Salkadaita Chamina, Hecha, Hani Mili Hecha, Tesimas, Einev Harga Bai. That when is a person Chayev Misa, and let's say Putter on the Mammonist damage, if he knocked out the eye and killed the guy in the same act, the same motion, the same blow, knocked out his eye and then killed him. So you don't say chayv separate for the eye, separate for the misa, rather, chayv misa and not for the eye. What if he knocked out the eye and then he killed him with another with Dover Acher. Rashi explains this to mean b'maka acheres u'basachas. Avad, we're talking about the same moment. Otherwise, if you don't have be'idna, the whole parsha Kamei B'Ramani doesn't start, right? It's got to be the same moment. If a guy commits a capital punishment crime at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then at 11 o'clock at night he commits a monetary crime, you don't say Kamei B'Ramani. It's two separate acts. But what if he does at the same time? He takes both hands and he does two blows. With one blow, he knocks out the eye. With the other blow, he kills him. But it happens simultaneously. I would think in that case, maybe you do have to pay money. Kamash on the pasuk that you don't have to pay money. Even in that case, we say that the misa pater is the imamun. Amli Rava, Hanami, Meidav Tana Bechizkia Nafka. There's another teaching of Bechizkia that teaches us that halacha. The Tana Bechizkia, Ayin Tachasayin, Ayin Venefesh Tachasayin. Ayin Tachasayin tells me a diak Tafka Ayin Tachasayin, which of course we know it means money. It's a very, 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 very basic pshat. It doesn't mean knock out an eye for an eye. Of course, Chas v'Shalom, that's not how we ever teached it, but it means the monetary value of an eye in the place of an eye. But we darshan dafka money v'loy ayin v'nefesh tachazayin. But in a case where there's nefesh also, let's say he killed him, you wouldn't pay for the eye and for the nefesh. So you already have to drush from that pasuk. Gvaiter, the pasuk of cherem is extra. Says the Marno. Elam Ravashi, Itzrich, Salka, Chamina, I take any of the pasuk. You know why? I would have thought, basic idea which you had already a couple of blad ago, Hail v'chidishu, shechitcha terba knas. By knasis in particular, since knas is a chidish, I would think, remember, knas, we always say, the basic idea of knas is, I'm not paying value for value. When I damage someone $100, and I pay $100, it makes sense. Even if it's nezek, sorry, pashef, is bashis, there's a value to all those damages, and therefore I have to pay it all. That's not knas. But when I steal, and I pay double the value of the item I stole, that makes sense, we understand. Double is a knas. There's no real logic to it. You can give me an explanation, we want to penalize the guy who stole, but the bottom line is, it's a chiddush. There's an element of chiddush, 4 or 5 times for sure, we spoke earlier, is a chiddush. So it says the Gemara, since it's a chiddush, it turns the chas b'knas, maybe over there, even when there's a chiv misa, maybe knas, you would pay knas together with misa, and there's a mandam where it says, we're going to come in a second, we're going to chas in a second, we had a mandam who indeed said that even though normally you don't pay mammon with misa, by knas, we do say mammon with misa, that was on top of base a couple of ago. Says Gemara, Kamash Malan, this pasuk that even knas, once you have misa, you're exempt from the knas. Says the Gemara Ula Rabba, that's the number from a couple of ago. To Amar, chiddush shechus teru b'knas, avagav demik b'shalom, because knas is a chiddush, indeed we taka say, one could be mechayev mammon and misa for the same act, because when the mum is a knas, it's a chiddush, and therefore would apply. So, hi, kol chayrim, I have like, what's he going to do, kol chayrim? So, the Mara says, not shver. Savla katana kama, the chanamit, rab chanam, chanam, kavya. Remember, we had an easy answer. The pasuk kol chayrim, the easiest answer, what do you do with pasuk kol chayrim was that if someone makes a pledge that he's going to give the value, the erich, I should say, the erich of a dead man walking, he doesn't have to pay it because that guy has no value, he's a dead man walking. That was the basic taish, that was the simple taish he gave for the pasuk Kherim. We had a problem, the Chanayim Merkavya doesn't agree to it. So this whole last 20 lines was explaining, according to Chanayim Merkavya, what does he do with the pasuk Kherim? But Rabbah, and what did we ultimately come out with? We ultimately come out with that he's going to use the pasuk to teach me that even when it's knas, you still have a ptur, misa, patas, the mammon, even when it's a knas. Not just when it's misa and mammon. Even when it's misa and knas, the misa patas the knas. That's the chiddush. But Rabba holds misa doesn't pater knas. Misa and knas would be mechayev. What's he going to do? No problem. He doesn't go to Chanan Mekavi. He learns it comes to exclude the person who pledges the erech of a dead man walking. Zok the Mishnah. Naira shes arisim nisgarsha. A naira that had arisim and then got divorced. What's halacha legabe knas? Let's say she was nenas afterwards. She's still a naira. She's a naira. She had arisim, never had bia, never got married, and then she got divorced. Is she still entitled to knas? Basically, Aimer, ain't the knas. Basically, it says, no knas. Why? Because the pasuk says, I was looking at the Ashalera Irasa, that she never had arisim, and therefore, once she had arisim, she's excluded from knas. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Yesh the knas. Rabbi Akiva says, she gets knas. Uknas Latzman. Rabbi Akiva says, no, she does get knas, but the knas goes to her. As opposed to what we've been saying till now, the typical idea is, knas goes la'via, v'nasan la'via naira, the money goes to their father. Over here we say the knas goes to her once she rated Arison. Says what my time there basically was part of basically Aglili. The pasuk says make a diak. The pasuk when it describes the naira habasula asher lay arasa, and the guy takes her and forces himself on her, so he's got to pay a knas. Make a diak ha'i rasa once she evet Arison ain't the knas, no more knas. Even though she's still Pesula, no more knas. Rabbi Kiva, what does he learn? Ashele Rasaliavia. Kozman, that she never had Arison before, the knas will go to the father, like it says later in the pasuk. And then he pays the fine to the father. However, Hayrasa, once there was Arison, then Latzma, then the knas goes there. So the Ashele Rasa was not an exclusion from knas and Gansen. It was an exclusion from the fact that the knas goes to the father. But Avad is still knas. According to Rabbi Kiva, basically he says no. The Ashele Rasa says there's no more knas b'chlal. Amalach, sorry. Says the Gemara, Elamiata. Naira, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Shelo Arusa just means that when she's not, no, was, that she, when she once was, she was Narusa, she still gets Knas, but it goes to her, not the father. Say the same thing, Lagabe, the Lashon Naira. El Meata, Naira, we say the Pasuk says Naira, and we Darshan Naira means Naira Vele Begeris. It means Naira not a Begeris, a Begeris doesn't get Knas. Say no, Hachanami, Laatzma, say Naira, the Knas goes to her dad. And Begeris, Knas goes to herself? Similarly, Basula says when she's a Basula, this Knas. Why saying Basula, Vlebula? Why excluding, you said? I mean, let me read it again. Elamata, Naira Vlebegeris. Why saying not a Begeris? Hachanam Ta'atzma, why don't you say it just means it goes to her, not the father? Basula Vlebula, when you say Basula to exclude Bula, don't exclude Bula totally. Rather, Hachanam Ta'atzma, say it goes to her as opposed to the father. Ella, what does it mean when you exclude Basula? From you say Bula not, and when you say Naira comes to say Begeris not, it means in Gansin not to father, not to her, not to no one. So Achanami the Gami, when we say Arusa also means, Ashalei Arusa means, if she wasn't an Arusa, she gets Knas, but when she's Arusa, no, there's no Knas there, Beklal, not to her, or to the father. I'm like Rabbi Akiva, Haile Arusa, Mabay Lechatanya. Rabbi Akiva says, no, because I already need Le Arusa for something else. I need it for the following Braisa. Ashalei Arusa, the Pasuk says, Ashalei Arusa be Darshan, Pratlan Naira, Shas Arusa, Ms. Garsha. Comes to Ksuda Naira, that was his Arusa, and then his Garsha, Shayna Knas, Tiver Besag Lili. That fits like the Tanakama, that is the Tanakama of our Mishnah, I mean, that is Rabbi Yisrael Lili, who's the Tanakama of our Mishnah as well. Says the Braisa further, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yesh Leknas, Uknas Lavi, Rabbi Akiva says, she gets Knas, and Knas goes to her father. Now right away, you should jump out of your seat. That's a stira. Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah says, Yesh Knas, Uknas La Atzma. In the Bryce, Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh Knas, Uknas La Via, will kill any suspense. It's a clear stira, Rabbi Kiva. Meaning, both Rabbi Kivas agree there's Knas still, even though she was once in Arusa, but they argue who gets it, her or the father. And the Gemara is going to say, it's Trey Tanoi, Ali Rabbi Kiva. It's a machoikis of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, what Rabbi Kiva held. Okay. But either way, Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh Knas, Uknas La Via. Va Dinaisin. And it makes sense logically. Since the father is Zeicha to both her Kesef Kedushin and the Kesef of her Knas, Ma Kesef Kedusha, Afapisha, Nisaris of Nisgarsha, Lavia, just like Kesef of Kedushin, even though she once was Nisaris and they got divorced, it goes to the father, meaning the halach is only a woman or a girl the father marries off totally with Nisuin is out of his domain. But as long as there's only Erisin, if she gets divorced, she remains in the father's domain, and he can marry off again against the Kedusha Kesef. So Af Kesef Knasanami, the Kesef of Knas as well, Af Abishasas Misgarsha, Lavia. Even though there's Erisin and then she got divorced, there's still going to be that Korbi Kiva, of course, the board, both Korbi Kiva, the Mishnah, and the Bryce Old, there's still going to be Knas. Not only is the Knas will still go to the father. We're keeping the Bryce Old, the Knas goes to the father. Imkein, Matam Alem HaShalei Arusa. Either Pasuk says HaShalei Arusa that if there was a Naira, Basula, that was not a Arusa, and she's violated this Knas, sounds like if she ever was a Arusa, there no longer would be Knas. What do you that Lashon? Mufna, it's extra, lahakish loy, to make a hekish, to make a gzeir shava, I should say. It's mufna for gzeir shava. Lahakish loy, v'ladanim gzeir shava, to make gzeir shava from it, to say as follows. Namakan la shalei rasa, v'namakan lan, a shalei rasa. Makan, it says the rasa here by the naira, habasula, legabe, einus. And it says the same lashon, legabe, mefuta. Makan, chamishim. Just like here, explicitly says 50, la'afalan lan chamishim, so to buy a so to buy a mefuta when he persuaded her, also he's got to pay 50. Now 50 what? What's the denomination? We know the number, but what type of coin? Malalon shkolim. I've got shkolim. Just like over there, it says shkolim by the parasha mefuta. So to by the parasha of einus shkolim. So we have a gzeir shav going back and forth to teach me both the number. I take the 50 that I have by anusa. I have the shkolim that I have by mefuta, and I say it's 50 shkolim by both. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Kiva used Le'er Rasa for the Gezer Shava, and once he used it for the Gezer Shava, he no longer is going to use it to tell me that if she Eved Erison, she no longer gets Knas. No, he stay. She's still Avada entitled to Knas. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, my chaz is Dasher Le'er Rasa Gezer Shava, Besula Mutebula. And the word Besula is the Mutebula, meaning we're saying that the word Besula, you have both by Anusa and by Mefuta, we're saying the word Besula comes to exclude Abula. And the word Ashalei Arusa, which you have over there as well, comes to for Gezer Shava purposes. Maybe opposite. Why aren't you saying that's funny? We have a concept Gezer Shava typically comes with a Maseira. But okay, says the Gemara. The Rishonim discuss that fits into the cloud. But ask the Gemara. Maybe you should go opposite. Maybe say that the not Ashalei Arusa is the Gezer Shava. The word Besula that you find by Anusa and the word Besula that you find by Mefuta, that's the Gezer Shava. And the Ashalei Arusa is Dafka. And only she never had Erison. Not if she had Erison, then she's then no longer is there going to be a Knas, or is there going to be a Pito? No longer is there going to be a Knas payment for Einus and Mefuta. No longer is there Knas. Says the Gemara, top of Lamechesem Beis, Ema Besula Gezer Shava. Why don't we say Besula for Gezer Shava purposes to compare Anusa mafuta, that's 50 shgalim. Vashaler rasa, that's pratla nairish as arts vizgasha. That comes as good, nairish as arts vizgasha. So what was bothering me here was that there's a fundamental difference, because vashaler rasa could mean that she's not an arusa right now. Now, it's not really the taisha of the words. Vashaler rasa means she never was an arusa. But it was bothering me that, bishlam a basula b'ula, I'll say a little better. A basula, once she becomes a b'ula, can never go back to being a basula. She's a basula. She became a basula. She never went back to being a basula. A woman that was single and became an arusa and then goes back and gets divorced. She's no longer an arusa. She's really back to not being an arusa. You can't say about her that she never was an arusa, but she's back to the original status more so than a ba'ula trying to go back to being a basula. So that could be an obvious chiluk, which the Gemara ultimately is going to say this chiluk. The Gemara is going to say it in a more, I don't want to say more technical, but in more lumdisha fashion. The Gemara is going to say that the svaras that were bothering me when I read this Gemara are really two svaras the Gemara is going to say later. Meaning, the Gemara is going to say, first of all, Basula is a physical change. Tabula is a physical change. Arusa's outside change is a status change, right? But it's not a physical change in her body. And also, there's going to be a mandarma taka darshan to pasuk. Ashele rasa means, he reads it that she's not married right now. Taka, that svar that we were saying, is going to be brought up in the Gemara. Ashele rasa means that she's not married at this moment, even Lushan's mashma. She wasn't married before. We're going to interpret it to mean she's not married right now. So really, both of those ideas that we're saying will come up in the Gemara. But okay, says the Gemara, Mistava Ashele rasa l'gzeir shava, shana erani kara banar basula. The Gemara first goes to a shaka v'zair, which seems to be a pella. It's almost unreadable. That it's Mistava Ashele rasa l'gzeir shava. You know why? Sharin erani kara banar basula. Because I can still apply the other words of the pasuk banar basula. Says Mar Adrava, Basul Gzei Shava, use Basul Gzei Shava, Shereni Karba, Ashalei Arasa. Because as long as I focus on the fact that she never was married, I'll be able to apply the words Ashalei Arasa. Why is one better than the other? Where it says, you're right, Mistavra, this is what we said before, Mistavra, Hoishtani Gufa, Vaholeishtani Gufa. Basula to Ba'ula is a physical change, whereas Arusa to being non-Arusa, physical change, it's a status change. It's a change in her overall situation. It's on the outside, it's not her physical body, and therefore, it makes sense if you're going to make one gzeir shava and one ikav, we'll make the basula beula an ikav and make the ashalei rasa the gzeir shava. Rabbi Yisai Glili, back to Rabbi Yisai Glili, who is of course the Tanakhama of the Mishnah and the Braisa, and he's very simple that he reads the pasuk on the most simple level that all three of these makiv, it needs to be a naira who's a can't be a big eris, it needs to be a basula can't be a beula, and it needs to be a ashalei rasa that she never had erisin. But if she's a beula, or if she is a begeris, or if she evet erisin, she taka doesn't get knas. Not her, not her father. There's no knas. That's Rabbi Yisai Glili, Tanakhama of the Mishnah and the Braisa. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yisai Glili has from Anali. How does he know this other gzeir shava, this din I was saying about 50 shkalim, that the number means 50 by both arusa, by both anusa and mafuta, and how you know that it's 50 and not a shkalim? Says Gemara, Nafkalim in the tying lines for the following Braisa. Kesef Yishkal Kamara Basula. Pasuk says that he should give, by mafuta, it says he should give her the silver kesef. He should give her like the Meir HaBasulis. We darshan she Meir Zek Meir HaBasulis Omer HaBasulis Kazeh. We darshan that this is the Torah song is to compare it to the Meir HaBasulis, to the Anusa, the Basula Anusa that was violated. Compare it, and over there we have the number 50. Over here we have the fact that it's Shkolim, and therefore Kesef Ishkol, and therefore we say that in both cases it's 50 Shkolim. So we don't need the drasha of the Gzer Shava of Asher Le'erasa Asher Le'erasa. Kasha Rabbi Kiva to give you. Yesterday we pointed out Kasha before. We have a steer in Rabbi Kiva, and the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says that she gets Knas even if she was once Arusa, as long as she's not an Arusa now. She's a Naira that used to be an Arusa, no problem. As long as she's still Naira Basul now, she gets Knas. And who gets it? She gets it herself. That's the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva the Braisa says, there's still Knas, and who gets it? Her father still gets it. And he put a whole lumdus in the Raya. We have a whole Raya in the Braisa to say why the father should get it, just like he still gets Kesef Kedushin. Bottom line is, with the steer Rabbi Kiva, says the Marakash Rabbi Kiva, to Kiva, Trey Tanoy Valibid Rabbi Kiva. We have said the answer before already. It's Tanoyim, two Talmidim Rabbi Kiva argue as to what he held. They both agree in Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Saglili, that there is Knas. Just because she once was an Arusa doesn't mean she loses Knas. She's still entitled to Knas. She's still a Naira. She's still a young girl. She's 12. It's 12 and a half. She's still a basula. She still gets knas. The machlekes says, who gets the knas? Is it hers or is it the father's? Says the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva, the Masnisan, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah, who says the knas goes to her. So it makes sense. Last Gzeir Shava, Mafkalei Lekra, Mepashti Lagarmi. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah, the Gzeir Shava that we're saying, which comes to tell me about, I mean, he's making Gzeir Shava to use it to teach me 50 shkolim as opposed to the simple taisha of the words is very good, because what are we doing? All we're doing is we're saying that had she been never arist, the kesset, she'd get knas, and it'll go to her father. Now that she's arvus, we're changing it, and it goes to her. So there is some change happening. We're not totally ignoring the asher lo yiras of the pasuk. We're also learning gzeir shav out of it, but we're not totally ignoring it. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Braisa, we're totally ignoring it. Asher lo yiras is strictly for the gzeir shav of 50 shkalim, but it's not telling me anything regarding whether she's an arvus or not. Nothing changes. There's still knas to her father. Says the Gemara. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah, the gzeir shav won't take away the usage of the wording of the pasuk for a basic drasha to tell me some change in a arusa. According to Akiva the Braisa, the drasha of gzeir shav, you're using asher lo yiras of the pasuk to make gzeir shav, and you're not teaching any nafkamina in the simple teach the words itself. Says the Gemara, Amar Nachma Yitzhak Kari Bay, and this is what we referenced before. For this purpose, we could say Karbe Loy Arusa. He'll read the pasuk Lo Asher Loy Arusa, meaning not that she never was an Arusa, that she's not an Arusa right now. The Gemara, the Rashi points out, it doesn't mean to switch the pronunciation of the Mishnah, kind of like we discussed yesterday, changing the Lashon of the Mishnah according to the Ritva. It doesn't mean switching the whole word of the Mishnah not the Mishnah, the pasuk Asher Loy Arusa, saying read Asher Loy Arusa. No, Chas V'Shalom. The pasuk says Asher Loy Arusa. That's the word, but teach it as if. Sometimes you'll see in the when you lay in the Aftarah, sometimes you'll see more common by Aftarah than by Chumash. Happens in Chumash too, but more common Aftarah, you'll see that the Aftarah will say the word is written one way, and the Balkar is supposed to read it a different way. So this type of idea over here as well. The Pasuk still says Asher Loy Arusa. We're going to kind of teach it as meaning as Asher Loy Arusa. She's not Arusa right now. As long as she's not Arusa right now. If she'd been Arusa now, the Taka wouldn't be Knas. And but the fact that she once was Arusa will not eliminate the Knas. Ask the Gemara. One second. You need a Pasuk to tell me if she's an Arusa right now, there's no Knas? Let's think for a second. If a guy is Ma'anis, a woman who's an Arusa, you know what she is? She's an Ashes Ish. She's a married woman. She's a young girl, but she's a married girl. One is Ma'anis and Ashes Ish. It's Chayiv Misa. It's Chayiv Chana. Naira is Chayiv Skila. Right? Naira is Chayiv Skila. Regulate Shizish is Chayiv Chenek. Point is that it's Chayiv Misa. Of course there's no Chayiv Maman over there. Arusa Baskila hi. Gemara says, Gshmak of Spar we had right before the Mishnah earlier today. Earlier, just now, I should say, since the whole din is a knas over here, a 50 shkolim, maybe even when there's misa, you still pay knas. Don't tell me because the skila won't be knas. Yeah, maybe the skila and this knas, because it's a chiddish. And by chiddish, maybe we say, knas is a chiddish. And maybe therefore we say misa mammon, kamash, we don't say it. Ask the Gemara, great answer. Ula rabba, this sounds familiar, it better, because like we just had an Amud Aleph. Ula rabba, amar, chiddish, chiddish, terba knas. Rabba says, taka when there's a chiddish by knas. You do have misa and mammon. You do have misa and knas, not mammon, knas, we'll call it. Afagav demikta mashalim, even if there's misa, there will be a tashlumin. Mike Lemay, what are you going to say according to Rabba? Says the Gemara, same type of answer as before. Savla ka b'kiv the Masisan. Rabba will not be able to go like b'kiv the Braisa. Rabba will have to go like b'kiv of the Mishnah because who holds that taka the knas switches from the father to the daughter, and he's taka taishi the pasuk, asher lo yirasa. But the taishi, asher lo yirusa, wouldn't make sense according to Rabba because there would be knas even though she's an arusa. Let's go a little bit further. Tana, start the next Gemara. We'll go for another 30 seconds. I got to stop. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan, knas lami. Who gets the knas? Lavia. This Braisa argues about what we just discussed. Rabbi Kiva holds in the Mishnah, knas goes to the father, the daughter, in the Braisa says for knas goes to the father. Now we have another machlekes in the Braisa about this. Knas lami, who's the knas go to? Lavia goes to the father, Vesha Emri goes last but to herself. Latzma mai, why should go to the father? Meaning, this is going not in our case, I should say, at first glance. We're not going in the case of a naira that once had erusin. We're talking about a regular naira now that was nenas and mafuta, and we have one man number saying even over there it goes to the daughter. Other man number says it goes to the father. Ask the Gemara, why do it go to the daughter? Pasuk says it goes to the father. Last mamai, how could there be opinion? Amai means like, how's your opinion that says that? It's connected to Teira. Amrav Chizda, hach benaira shes arsim niskashos ginan. We're talking over here like we've been talking till now of a naira that got married erusin only and it's garsha. The kamifiku puked Rabbi Kiva, the mesis Rabbi Kiva the Braisa, and the machleikus in the Tanar Rabbanan is the same machleikus of the two shitas of Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Gemara is going to invite you in another machleikus, big machleikus between Abaye and Rava. What happens? It's halach we referenced it earlier in the Masechta already. What happens if the naira dies before knas was paid? It says the pasuk v'nasla via naira. And therefore, Abaye says, it's not going to be, we had this from Abaye earlier, there's not going to be a knas anymore, because if the daughter's no longer around, Nebuch, it's adding insult to injury, no longer he lost his daughter, and not only he lost his daughter, he's not going to get the payment of the knas that he was entitled to, because it says, Nasa via Naira. The Gemara is going to discuss that not everyone agrees, seemingly, to that idea of Abaye, who pick it up, Mitzchem, after Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.